All right, everybody. This is the Wednesday, December 13th, 2023 afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Good afternoon, Keelan. Please call the roll.
Epps.
Here.
Rubio.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Gonzalez. Wheeler.
Here. Now we'll hear from Lauren on the rules of order and decorum. Good afternoon, Lauren.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. To testify before council virtually, you must sign up in advance of the council agenda at www.portland.gov/council-agenda. Information on engaging with the council can be found on the clerk's webpage. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during city council meeting. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. A timer will indicate when your time is done. Disruptive conduct such as shouting, refusing to conclude your testimony when your time is up, or interrupting others, testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If you cause a disruption, a warning will be given. Further disruption will result in an ejection from the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave once ejected is subject to arrest for trespass. Additionally, council may take a short recess and reconvene virtually. Your testimony today should address the matter being considered. When testifying, state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Disclose if you're a lobbyist. If you're representing an organization, please identify it. And please unmute yourself once the council clerk calls your name.
I see it. All right. Thank you. First up, we're going to go to the item that the council was unable to get to this afternoon. It's a second reading. It's been renumbered 1052.
Okay. That's the one.
Sorry. Oh. Isn't that correct? It was 1041, but because it was moved to the afternoon agenda, it's being renumbered to 1052, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Create 5 non-represented classifications to support the transition to the government structure supported by city charter and establish compensation ranges for these classifications.
Very good. And this is a second reading, but I understand, Commissioner Gonzalez, you wanted to have a conversation on this item.
Is he here?
I don't think he's arrived yet.
All right. Second reading. Call the roll.
Epps.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Ryan.
Yes. I want to start off by thanking a team yesterday that met with us, led by Shoshana, and it was a very good conversation. Commissioner Gonzalez was in that conversation as well. And I want to go back to my conversations I had with the original Charter Commission that brought all of these changes to us. I'd always ask them about the organization chart. Like, it's my experience that when you're doing any system change, it really starts with a very thorough analysis of the organization chart. And in my experience on this council and trying to move work in the city, that's a very important place to start. And they agreed with that, but they would reply to me that that can take place during the transition. And of course, with the new electeds. Since then, we've been called to, of course, be helpful and do all we can to represent all of the voters as we build our new form of government. And it's challenging, right? Because we get information piece by piece. Sometimes it feels rushed. And again, that is not a disparaging comment on the transition team. They're working so many hours to get this right, and I respect them. And I recognize the difficult task at hand. And I appreciate their hard work. On this item, it just doesn't make sense at this moment. At yesterday's meeting, the transition team explained that the allocated budget for the deputy city administrator role is significantly higher than the market study. When I asked why, the answer was due to compression due to the higher than market salaries of current bureau directors. So we need a better understanding of the whole picture and the total cost. I know we all feel rushed to ensure the city is ready to move on in January 1. I'll continue to show up and do my best to ask good questions to make sure that we get it right. And we all know there'll be many edits as we implement. But I just strongly suggest that we take moments to stop and think about what these new classifications and pay scales might mean for the city, for the future of our city, beyond the wild budget implications, it also has cultural challenges as we build in these new ranges. Building a tower on uneven ground is never a good idea. I feel like we're just making it very top heavy, but we're not looking at the whole system and the foundation. And so my message, and what message we are sending to the thousands of city employees who are not directors, is their work not valued? Are we really bringing all of the org chart along as we look at these wholesale changes? I appreciate the weight of the responsibility resting on the shoulders of our directors, and they should always make more money than their reports is what I heard yesterday, and that's just custom. But I worry that we might be getting off track here. And so out of a lot of caution, I really think that simply starting with a number, but I just think that it's prudent that we take a little bit more of a breath here and get this right. And in my opinion, at this time, it's not ready to support. So at this moment, I vote nay.
Gonzalez, Wheeler.
Just as a reminder, last week, council was joined by staff from the Bureau of Human Resources, as well as the Charter Transition team who presented on this item. As they explained, the creation of the classifications and the compensation ranges for the city administrator, the assistant deputy city administrators, as well as the mayor's aides, are important next step to the implementation of the organizational chart passed by the council on November 1st. It is also necessary to enter these classifications into our budget systems for the start of the budget development for the next fiscal year. In order to draft position descriptions and kick off recruitment efforts for each service area, we need to establish those positions. I also just want to, and Commissioner Ryan, I appreciate the way you framed that. Thank you for your positivity and your frankness in your presentation. The way I look at this is maybe slightly different insofar as Tracy et al. They are class comp experts. This is what they do for a living. This is a highly technical area of evaluation. And from my perspective, while I'm certainly open to the conversation, open to the discussions, open to tough questions, at the end of the day, I feel it's important to listen to the experts who are guiding us on these complex class comp issues. There is always a backstop. If council decides they are overpaying in a certain classification, they could go back and they could change that at a later date. My thinking would be let's wait and see how this turns out. Let's get it entered into the system, begin the recruiting, and see where we are. But I feel like they got it right. I mean, maybe one could quibble a little movement one direction or the other, but from my perspectives, I support this work and I vote aye. And to my account, the ayes have it.
Mayor, it looks like Commissioner Gonzalez has arrived.
Apologize. I was having some problems logging in here. So I am here. Apologize for my tardiness here.
All right. Did you want to cast a vote, Commissioner Gonzalez?
The timing's unfortunate. You know, I had concerns about the deputy city administrator. By my count and the BHR calculation here, we're 17 to 18% over market for that position. I understand the logic behind what BHR did there. Nonetheless, I'm concerned that we are putting in place a structure that is starting for those positions that BHR's own data is telling us we're above market for that position. And so I am a nay. I was hoping to have space to discuss a possible amendment to at least address that position, but again, apologize for my tardiness here.
I'm sorry, did you vote?
I'm a nay.
Okay, so it still passes 3-2. Thank you. To the afternoon business, item number 1050 and 1051. They are both non-emergency ordinances.
Item 1050, extend Lloyd Business District property management license fee for an additional 10 years and amend district property management license code to update fees and due dates. Item 1051, authorize agreement with Lloyd BID Incorporated for Lloyd District property management services for an estimated amount of $3,550,000 over 5 years.
Colleagues, I'm pleased to introduce these two non-emergency ordinances, which will renew and extend the Lloyd Enhanced Service District, called the Lloyd ESD, since it was established at the request of district businesses and property owners some 22 years ago. The Lloyd ESD has been collecting property management license fees and reinvesting them back into the district, adding vibrancy that attracts businesses, restaurants, and visitors to one of Portland's most important urban districts. In addition to being a thriving employment, retail, and increasingly residential neighborhood, as well as home to the Moda Center, the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and the Oregon Convention Center, Lloyd plays an outsized role in driving sports, entertainment, and travel and convention business here in the city of Portland. These activities are, as you know, key economic drivers that support thousands of jobs and generate millions of dollars in economic impact. Having a healthy and thriving Lloyd neighborhood is crucial to the well-being of Portland, and the Lloyd ESD is just one player in delivering that goal. Today, we're going to consider two ordinances. The first ordinance accomplishes the required 10-year sunset review of the Lloyd ESD, which is slated to sunset on January 1st, 2024, and it's pursuant to City Code Section 6.06.280. This ordinance also amends the city code sections that govern the Lloyd ESD to update the fee structure and adjust the fee collection dates, bringing them into alignment with the due dates of the city's other two ESDs. The second ordinance approves a new 5-year contract for management services with Lloyd Business Improvement District for the Lloyd ESD, which would begin on February 1st, 2024, and it would run through January 1st, 2029. With that, I'll turn it over to Carl Lyle and Scott Carter to introduce the item, as well as our, I believe, three guest speakers that we have today. Carl, are you up first?
I'm up first. Thank you very much, Mayor and Commissioners. All right. So I'm Carl Lyle, External Partnerships and Programs Manager in the Office of Management and Finance. I'd like to provide a little bit of background on these items and the Lloyd Enhanced Services District. So in 2001, property owners and managers within the Lloyd neighborhood created the Lloyd Enhanced Services District with the goal of augmenting city services within that district. It is funded through license fees paid by the property owners who helped form that district. Those same property owners represented by the Lloyd ESD board have requested the district now be renewed for an additional 10 years with some modifications to the rate structure and timing of payment due dates. These changes are shown in Exhibit B to the first ordinance, the sunset review. As required by city code, notice of today's hearing was sent on November 17th via U.S. mail to the 77 ratepayers in the Lloyd ESD. The mailing provided a website link where full information about the proposal could be reviewed, as well as a link to information on how to testify at this hearing on the proposal. City and Lloyd ESD leadership also held an online public meeting on the proposal on November 28th. Representatives from the Lloyd Enhanced Services District will describe the more extensive community outreach they conducted within the neighborhood prior to making the formal request for renewal that is included as Exhibit A to the first ordinance. The code changes are included as Exhibit B. The second ordinance, as you said, authorizes a new 5-year contract with Lloyd BID, the entity contracted to provide management services for the Lloyd Enhanced Services District. This new contract includes many provisions to bring it more in line with recent enhanced services districts approved by the city in other districts, such as Downtown Clean and Safe and Central East Side together. Among the changes in the contract are increased reporting requirements, compliance with the city's sustainable procurement policies, a more detailed scope of work for how Enhanced Services District's funds are to be used, ex officio representation on the Enhanced Service District Board by the city's Enhanced Service District Coordinator, and other changes generally designed to increase city oversight and transparency. And with that, I'll turn it over to Scott Carter to talk a little bit about the rate structure and the changes.
All right. Thank you, Carl. I'm Scott Carter. I'm the Audit and Accounting Manager with the City Revenue Division.
I'll be briefly speaking about the Lloyd ESD renewal and the related contract renewal from the revenue division's perspective. The revenue division's role with ESDs has historically been focused on the billing of the property owners and managers, the collection of these billings, the distribution of revenues, which are referred to as property management license fees, to the ESD after deducting the city's administrative charges and other costs. There is a genuine need to update the rate structure. The proposed changes address the fact that inflation rates over the past 12 years have exceeded the 2.3% built-in escalator by almost 10%. Additionally, they consider the costs associated with launching the new cleaning programs proposed by the Lloyd ESD, amending City Code Section 6.02.260 will help address this need, while amending City Code Section 6.06.280 will align the property management license fee due dates with those of the other two ESDs. These changes will help meet the financial needs of the Lloyd ESD in 2024 and into the future. The new Lloyd ESD contract as proposed would meet the revenue division's cost recovery objectives. For this renewal, the general administration fee was increased from 1.5% to 2%, which aligns with the other two ESDs. Future revenues from the Lloyd ESD are expected to start at $669,000 for 2024 and increase approximately 3% each year. In addition to the 2% general administration fee, this amount will be reduced by other city charges, which includes funding a portion of the city's recovery of the city's costs to implement and maintain the integrated tax system, which is the revenue division's tax administration software system. And that's all I have. So I think Carl's next.
Thanks, Scott. So before I turn it over to the folks from Lloyd to present their process and their proposal in more detail, I'd like to briefly mention just a couple of other exciting things going on in the city's Enhanced Services District program more generally. And the first is to introduce you to Devin Reynolds, who's got his camera on. He joined the city as the new Enhanced Services District Coordinator in late October. That position had been vacant for over a year. We're extremely excited to have him on board and pick up this work. Devin brings extensive experience in working within districts very similar to our Enhanced Services Districts in the Seattle area, and we're just really thrilled that he's here and he's already jumped in and making great connections and helping move this stuff forward. The second thing I wanted to mention to you is that we're finally now making really good progress on responding to the 2020 audit of the city's general approach to Enhanced Services Districts, which I know you're familiar with. This work is being led by a consulting team with direct and extensive experience working on similar programs nationwide in dozens of communities and cities across the country. They really know how this stuff can work and totally understand best practices. Their initial recommendations are coming out shortly. We had a public meeting to kind of introduce them last night, and we anticipate bringing a conversation about those recommendations for general changes to the program that would increase, you know, transparency, oversight, all the various different things that were highlighted in that audit. And we expect that to come to City Council for a discussion in mid-February. So we're making good progress there again, which is great. And if you have additional questions about that process or would like additional information, just, you know, let me know or connect your staff to us and we'll talk about it. With that, I'll turn it over to Hank Ashforth, Lloyd Enhanced Service District Chair, and Wade Lang, Lloyd ESD Board Member, and Owen Ronkelly, the Lloyd BID Manager, to introduce their team and present their proposal in more detail. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Carl. Hopefully you all can hear me. This is Hank Ashforth. I'm with the Ashforth Company, and I'm the current chair of the Lloyd Enhanced Services District. I know we share a screen. We've got a slide deck prepared for you that we thought we'd run through, and then there'll also be some testimony from members of our neighborhood. Okay, so this is us, the Lloyd Enhanced Services District. And we are seeking renewal from you all. And here's our presentation. Years ago, we decided on a mission statement, and it simply states that we are here to build a community and political support for innovative catalytic Lloyd initiatives And we do this by engaging and building a diverse neighborhood partnerships, facilitating investment in Lloyd, and being overall champions for Lloyd. So the mission statement, if you go to the next slide, is built on some organizational values. Efficiency. This has to do with the funds that we're responsible for and the use of those funds. They're across multiple programs, and with a modest budget, we've been able to accomplish quite a bit over the last 20 plus years. That speaks to effectiveness. We provide the needed services to local stakeholders and build value in the Lloyd neighborhood. And I'll just land on the word value. The value, of course, is economic, for sure, because without the economic profit and proceeds, we wouldn't be able to pay for the other services that we provide. So the other legs of this three-legged stool are certainly social, increase in social value, and increase in environmental value as well. Those three certainly work together in Lloyd. We're innovative, foster unique approach. We're back here to economic vitality through sustainable business practices and environmental stewardship. We're responsive, proactive efforts in the area of transportation, public safety, sustainability, and it's all about building community. We're engaged. Lloyd is an active participant in broader Portland community, and we recognize its responsibility collectively to develop solutions that benefit the entire city. Next slide, please. These are the directors that get it done. You may recognize some, you may not, but this is the team that I'm so honored to work with. And there's one name that is not on here, but you'll be hearing from him later on in the presentation, and that's Owen Ron Kelly. Indeed, sincere thanks. And I'd like to obviously do that publicly because without Owen's steadfast help to this board of directors and the entire ESD, we wouldn't be able to accomplish everything we have. So I certainly thank, obviously, Owen and the rest of the board of directors here. They have worked tirelessly over the last, certainly the last period of these 10 years, to do things for Lloyd first. And I'm going to land on that again. It's Lloyd first, company second, personality and personal gain last. Because we all know as a board that if we make the right decision for Lloyd, everything will get better in its wake. Next slide, please. So this is the area that we work with. I know you're all familiar with it. It's really bordered by the river and Lloyd Boulevard to the west and the south. And up on the east end is 15th Street. And then to the north, Broadway and Widler for a section. And then the little notch you see is actually the retail district of the Lloyd area. We spent a lot of time, quite frankly, on asking this part of the neighborhood to see if they would want to join the ESD. We had multiple contacts with them. There was lots of discussion, and in the end, they decided that they did not want to join the ESD. So there will be no changes that we're looking for, geographical changes in the area as we seek renewal. So this is in one snapshot, this is what the ESD services. I call them our operating verticals. You say they're horizontal in this slide, obviously, but they still remain as trash removal. You'll hear more about these in detail in our presentation as well. But it's trash removal, which is safety and security and trash and obviously cleanliness of our neighborhood. It's the Transportation Management Association, which is Go Lloyd, and our Holiday Street Maintenance that is attached to Go Lloyd. It's our Lloyd Eco District, which is now a certified eco district. one of not many of ones actually in the world, if not the country as well. Lloyd Community Association is another formal relationship that we have with the city. They're really the glue to what happens in Lloyd every day. And then we work on special projects as well, be it advocacy or economic development. Next slide, please. So this is a snapshot of value enhancement. As I say, right now we're at 300. As I say, our operating verticals there. And we also then now leverage the dollars in versus the dollars out are leveraged to a dollar in equaling a dollar nine in benefits out to the neighborhood. And that's done through various programs that Go Lloyd has set up to leverage through grant writing. And also the Lloyd Eco District as well. And then finally, one of the prize programs, transportation programs that we have in the district is the Go Lloyd Universal Pass, which gives employers signing up for this service a savings, collective savings of over $2.5 million annually. Next slide, please. So this is a snapshot of things that the Lloyd ESD has accomplished over the years. I think you'll recognize most of them, starting on the left with the Convention Center Hotel. We were instrumental in advocating for the construction of that. Streetcar there is in the middle. That was a 13-year campaign by the ESD, led by first dollars in, I would say, by the ESD. To make sure that the East Side Loop was completed. And in addition, there on the far right is Earl Blumenauer Bridge. We were first dollars in on that project as well. So those are certainly large projects that we got behind that obviously benefited the city and the district as well. And I'm just going to make a couple comments here before I turn it over to Owen. It starts with a couple things I just need to get off of my mind before I hand it over to Owen. I want to comment on our public-private partnership that is the Lloyd ESD. In the 20 years that I've been part of this ESD, we put over $8 million back into the neighborhood. And during that time, I can count on one hand the number of times a city council member has met with us or even reached out to see what we're doing to make things good in the Lloyd neighborhood. This kind of conduct simply cannot continue. I know things are changing and changing for the positive. We welcome Devin with open arms and we are excited, more than excited, about starting that relationship. But in addition to that, we need you. We need the entire city council. And based on that, I've got two words for you. The first is engage. Engage with us. Have the courage to engage with us, and for that matter, the other ESDs, the two other ESDs that are here in Portland. We need your leadership. We believe in our public-private partnership. Engage with us to rebuild the trust. We need a fully functioning public-private partnership now more than ever. I want a word and a quick word about our level of engagement. As was previously said, we don't we're in hard times. I don't need to land on it anymore. There every year, every day, actually, there seems to be another survey, and obviously the governor has task forces and what have you. But the fact is that values are down, revenues down, rents down. At the same time, expenses are up, way up, given the inflation environment that we're in. But in spite of that, the board that I just announced and went through with you decided unanimously to raise our budget. More dollars are being asked for by this neighborhood to be put back into the neighborhood. We are certainly all in. We need you to be there with us. It's time to stop the talk, and it's time to do. So that sets up for my last word for you all. A simple word. It's called courage. We need you to have the courage to be curious. And land on the word curious here. We need you to be curious about why the level of trust is so low. We need you to be curious about how to repair it. We need you to be curious about our owners, both large and small, our tenants, our visitors, our homeless. We need you to be curious about creating solutions, both short and long term. We need you to be curious about what makes our businesses run, our transportation work, our visitors come and go. We need you to be curious now more than ever. As I mentioned before, we believe in our public-private partnership. And we believe, obviously, that it has lasted for over 20 years. We need your help to make the next 20 years better than the first 20 years. Now I'm going to hand it over to Owen Ron Kelly. Thank you very much.
Hank, before you turn it over, I'd like to respond to your comments. They were crystal clear, and I've always known you to be crystal clear. You and I have met over the years many times.
Yep.
I would appreciate if you would extend an invitation to me. I would love to come and meet with the board of the ESD and talk through the needs of the members of the board from the city. But quid pro quo. I would like to also tell you what we are doing in the mayor's office, as well as the city council, to address all of the issues that I'm sure your membership are concerned about, whether it's public safety or homelessness or livability or the economic recovery. And I think this would be a really good time to do it. So I appreciate your desire to have improved communication. I absolutely accept that and look forward to it. And so we'll make sure that happens in the near future, right after the new year. Let's see if we can get me in front of your group.
Absolutely. We are here with open arms, and invitations will be made.
I really appreciate it, Hank. Thank you for your continued leadership.
You're more than welcome. It's important. Lloyd community, downtown Portland in general, is incredibly important. And we're here to help.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor and fellow commissioners. My name is Owen Ron Kelly, and I'm kind of the de facto administrator of the Lloyd ESD. And just a little bit of background about the ESD itself. We started back in 2001. We have approximately 125 affected properties and 75-ish ratepayers. We have 99% assessment compliance, which is fantastic. And we generate about $530,000 a year. As Hank stated already, we've invested over $8 million since the district's initiation back in 2001. And, you know, we are a public-private partnership, and we wouldn't nearly be as successful if it weren't for our public partners. And that includes Metro and the Convention Center, TriMet, Prosper Portland, of course, the City of Portland, Bonneville Power Administration, and Multnomah County. A little bit about our ratepayers. Our assessments in Lloyd range from as low as $21 to as high as $35,000, which is the cap in the district. The average payment is just under $7,500, and well over 50% of our ratepayers pay less than $5,000 a year in this. So we have we're both big and small here, but you know, it's important to us that we're not overlooking our small ratepayers. They're equally as important. But currently, the top 11 ratepayers represent approximately 70% of the assessed value of that district. A little bit about existing programs. You know, Lloyd ESD is in its current structure, it primarily funds third-party associations, and such as Go Lloyd, Lloyd Eco District. These are all their individual nonprofits, Lloyd Community Association, and we added a trash removal program a couple of years back, and we'll tell you more about that in a moment. And we do holiday street landscaping along Holiday Street. And then, you know, with some of that, between the help of our voluntary board of directors and the staff of these individual nonprofits, we also put together special projects, community murals, Lloyd banners, some marketing. It's not extensive, but it's what we can manage. And we think we've done a pretty good job. A little bit about those verticals that Hank mentioned. Go Lloyd is a nonprofit transportation management association. We help employers in the neighborhood improve transportation options for employees, customers, and visitors. Because of their work, 1,100 single-occupant vehicles have been moved from the peak hour commute. And that saves, you know, just by rough math, that saves $55 million in parking development costs. And also by way of that, it also has reduced nearly 4.5 million vehicle miles traveled, resulting in 2,000 fewer tons of CO2 in the atmosphere. So speaking to the environmental aspect of it, and it certainly helps accomplish the climate action goals for the city and the region. Another quick program that Go Lloyd offers is we operate a transportation store in our office. And so anybody can come up and purchase a transit fare from us. We can provide them access to the Lloyd Cycle Station, a very robust bike station in the heart of Lloyd that has showers, locker facilities, bike washing stations, mechanic repairs, et cetera. And we also do trip planning in the office. Anybody who has questions about how to get from point A to point B. And we also serve as a verification center for TriMet's reduced fare program. Lloyd Eco District, another one of the verticals, provides sustainability and engagement-based services for Lloyd employers and residents. As Hank alluded to, they achieved their Eco District certification. They're the first in Oregon to do so, and seventh in the world, actually. They've developed a 2030 roadmap, which is basically a long-term plan with 62 highly collaborative goals, partnerships, and programs for Lloyd. They organized and collaborated on 36 community events in 2021, and they actively engage over 1,000 community members annually. And they've mobilized almost 240 volunteer shifts and 500 hours of public space improvements in that time. Lloyd Community Association, the LCA, is our recognized city neighborhood association for Lloyd. And they are really kind of the community glue that really brings folks together. They believe that they, you know, a connected community of businesses and residents will grow economic prosperity for the neighborhood. And that's certainly been the case. They strive to create strong connections with each other and their neighbors, working together to provide a prosperous, safe, and livable community and represent Lloyd's common interests among local and regional stakeholders. Our trash removal program, we work with Trash for Peace and Ground Score Association, and they employ houseless or formerly houseless individuals in low barrier waste management jobs while providing competitive wages for them. The crews make regular contacts with unhoused community members and letting them know where support services are and where they can find them. In 2022, Trash for Peace removed over 42,000 pounds of trash from the neighborhood. Holiday Street landscaping. Holiday Street is a major gateway for the neighborhood for guests and visitors, employees and residents arriving in Portland from the airport. And this is, you know, this area is kind of the doorstep to the central city as we see it. And for that reason, it's we feel like it's our duty and the city's to maintain the appearance of this important gateway. And so that's something that we have been doing for many a year. And we feel like we try to keep it as best looking and putting Lloyd in good standing, at least aesthetically speaking, for our visitors coming into the neighborhood. Okay, now I'm going to turn it over to Wade Lang, and he'll tell you a little bit about the public outreach piece.
Thank you, Owen. And Mayor and Commissioners, thank you very much. One of the things that was critically important as we started this process over a year ago with our board was to identify our stakeholders and reach out to them and get input from them as we went through the process of renewal. So we worked very hard at our outreach. We worked closely with the city to identify our stakeholders and get information out to them. Go to the next slide there. We have a outreach timeline that we have beginning last April with, sorry, I'm babysitting dogs. Beginning last April, we did an open house and tried to get some outreach to the community at that time, provided surveys for the community members to participate in. In May, the board reviewed the survey results and determined desired programs and started putting together the information to go back out to the community. In June, we did two more open houses, one virtual and one in person, and shared the programs identified through the first survey and through the board meeting that we had right after that. In August, then we had a table at the Party for Portland event at Holiday Park. So we reached out once again to the community coming into the park and sharing the information we got through the survey, and then letters went out to all ratepayers outlining the new programs. And at the same time, we tried to update all the contact information, make sure we got as much contact information as possible. In November, the Portland Revenue Division sent out letters to all the ratepayers, and we also conducted a virtual open house in November. And the next slide. Some of the data that we were able to obtain through the surveys and stuff, as you can see by this, the lion's share of participation comes from people that work in Lloyd, followed by people visiting Lloyd and residents of Lloyd. The support for trash removal, you can see nearly 50% of the respondents favor an increase in trash removal. And then with the street ambassador and additional cleaning, we had huge support for that, 53% strongly in favor and another 27% in favor of the street ambassadors and that additional cleaning. And then our support for Right to Dream 2 was strongly approved by 30% with another 20% approval there to help support our friends at Right to Dream 2. As far as paying for the enhanced services, we have the majority feel that the payments are about right. You can go to the next slide, Owen. The rate paying amount is about right for what we're providing right now. but 36, almost 37% feel that we could do more with more money. And the people participating primarily, as you can see here, are property owners and property managers that are the lion's share there. And so with that, we have a discussion of the new programs and services that we've identified through those surveys and through the budget that we put together that we feel we can continue on as we get our renewal. So Owen, I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Wade. Just going to take a couple of moments more to go through some of the new programs and services that we kind of teased out of both speaking with ratepayers, but also the general public in Lloyd too, and what we feel is going to be responsive to our current needs. One of them that has risen to the very top is cleaning ambassadors. So it marks a slightly different approach than the current Trash for Peace model, which has been successful. But what this does is that we have a more active full-time presence in the neighborhood doing that trash removal piece. Further, more than just trash removal, these employees would also serve as ambassadors to the neighborhood too. They're going to be kind of the first point of contact for tourists and visitors, and we want to make sure that the way that they're deployed during major events, as you know, Lloyd filled with major event venues. We want to make sure that they're deployed out at during those major events and there to answer questions and direct people in the right way. But we're also hoping that they'll provide some limited de-escalation programs for those that are experiencing mental health crises at the time too. Right to Dream 2 operations. In the past, the ESD has assisted the Right to Dream 2 folks by funding and building some of the tiny houses that are located on site. And today the ESD is looking to assist with daily operations and helping them pay for some of their expenses, their operational expenses going forward. These two are residents of Lloyd, and they have, ever since they've moved to Lloyd, they've been quite respectful and not caused any issues for us. And we want to make sure that, they're able to continue to support their operations in their location. And so we're going to provide them with some ongoing funding for that. And then finally, executive director and marketing assistant. To date, unlike the other ESDs, Lloyd has no employees. We basically, like I said earlier, that we fund third-party associations that run most of the programs here. But as we ramp up and there's a continued need for communication and correspondence with the city and more engagement, we think that adding a part-time executive director will improve that coordination with Devin, but also the city as well, local stakeholders and otherwise. Until now, Go Lloyd, my position has, kind of informally served as administrative duties for the ESD, and Go Lloyd's role would slowly be phased out in that regard. And then in a couple of years down the road, we're looking potentially at adding a part-time marketing person to assist with communications and promotions. That's something that will certainly be boosted by having that executive director going forward. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Hank to close for us.
Perfect. Thank you, Owen. And I got to thank you again for all you do to make what happens in Lloyd, and especially at the Lloyd ESD, so successful. So with a renewal in place, this is what we're looking to do in the future, and that is maintain a clean and safe district and neighborhood. We are 100% advocates for the redevelopment of Lloyd Center. You'll hear maybe a little bit more about that with some testimony. We are all in for welcoming back those office workers. And then actually we are all in as well to promote new events in Lloyd, whether they be at the Moda Center, Convention Center, or Veterans Memorial Coliseum. And obviously we can't forget the retail folks as well. So that is the end of the slide presentation. I will reconfirm to ask you all to engage with us and be curious. Thank you.
Very good. Colleagues, well, I'll ask this, Keelan, first. Do we have any public testimony on either of these items?
We have one person signed up.
Why don't we go ahead and hear from them, and then we'll turn it over to the council, since we just
Mayor. Got
Oh, I'm sorry. Commissioner Ryan, yes. I promised Commissioner Ryan he could go right off the bat because he's got a competing engagement. So we'll hear from Commissioner Ryan, then we'll go to public testimony, then we'll go to the rest of us. Commissioner.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mayor. And thank you, Hank. Thank you, Owen and Wade. I will be engaging with you, your word, Hank. And also, I'm curious all the time. So if we could, this question might be for you, Owen. If you could put up the map of the area again, that would be so helpful. Is that possible? I know the area really well while you're putting that up. Because Lloyd Athletic Club's my gym. I go to my cleaners there. So it's kind of like the village within Portland that I partake in quite a bit. And I was curious about the Main Street area to the north, Widler Broadway, not being a part of this. And I heard that they were asked, but I wanted to understand more about the rates that they would pay that's different, the small businesses along that area. I'm curious about that.
The rates don't differ. I mean, so it's the same. The only
isn't there like a small business rate that's different than
not in Lloyd? No, there isn't. The only thing that's unique about there's a discount for residentially zoned property within Lloyd, and that only kind of affects the Calaroga Terrace. And so everybody is paying the same rate based on square footage of land, building, and assessed value.
Well, when we engage, because I am curious, I'd like to hear more about how we could maybe include more of those Main Street businesses that are just on Widler and Broadway going up to like 16th or 17th. It's a really active area. And then it makes me want to ask another question. I'm of course, Lloyd Center Mall is a part of this, but Lloyd Center Mall, I believe, operates parking lots that hug Widler all the way over to Broadway in that area across the street from what the map says. So do you provide those services for those parking lots that aren't on the map but are definitely connected with Lloyd Center Mall?
Yes, they are in our boundary, and we do provide services to all of Lloyd Center, absolutely.
Okay, good. And again, I'm close with some of the small business owners in the Main Street just to the north. So that's where my questions are coming from. And then we all know that Albina Vision is very active in much of this map area. What's your collaboration relationship like with the good people of Albina Vision?
I can also let Hank and Wade chime in. We've it's been a little bit at a distance. We were approached some time ago about they wanted to start their own or become a part of the ESD at one point, and they were looking to carve out a portion of the existing Lloyd assessment district and make it their own. And so we, and again, this was some time
exactly,
ago.
Exactly, Owen. Yeah. I think you're exactly right there. It's specific really to the Rose Quarter. And we are all about engagement with those folks as well, but this is part of our district, and the lines are the lines, and our services can only go so far, but we are all ears. We are familiar with what they're trying to do, and the significant help that they've gotten from other philanthropists as well. So we have not heard from them in quite some time. It's probably the most direct answer to your question, Commissioner
Ryan. I think there's lots of opportunity for collaboration going forward.
Yep.
Commissioner Ryan. Yep.
Okay, I really appreciate this. And just as I depart, I want to acknowledge the Rose Festival is, I know, very appreciative that this area has basically become the route of the Grand Floral Parade the last 2 years. So thank you for working with them. And I know playing a big role in keeping it clean, if you will, when we have that a very important marquee event every year. I do need to go, but I appreciate this. And I do look forward to meeting with your team in early 2024. Y'all take care. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. And Keelan, we'll hear from the person who signed up for public testimony.
Gabe Sporo.
Welcome.
Hi there. I'm zooming in remotely. So my name is Gabe Sporo. I am a property manager for Victory Lap One LLC, and we manage a few buildings in the Lloyd District. Currently, they're occupied by a few different cell phone providers, Verizon, T-Mobile, Cricket, as well as one other small business in the area. And I just wanted to speak on my experience with the Lloyd Enhanced Service District. So far, our experience of it has not been great, and we do not support a renewal of the Lloyd ESD. Currently, the cost to do business is already very high in that area, and this fee that we're paying on top, we haven't experienced great things with yet or at all. Online, it says Lloyd is on the community survey that we all were sent. Says Lloyd is one of three enhanced service districts in Portland where property owners fund enhanced services such as trash cleanup, graffiti removal, and business development. So when reached out, we have a ton of graffiti on our buildings that seems to get hit nonstop. And we've reached out for help there. And we received just a few links to the city's page where they do graffiti removal services. And then as well, we've reached out for help with trash cleanup. And we were told that there is a set path throughout the Lloyd Enhanced Service District area. And our property, even though we pay pretty large fees, was not part of that trash cleanup area. So we do not receive any help in that area. So just to wrap things up, we do not support the renewal of this. It is another added expense for us, as well as the small businesses that occupy our buildings. And this is not something that we think should continue unless there's significant change. I think there's a place for this. However, the current implementation of it is not good, and we do not support the current implementation. Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, at this point, I think that, Keelan, that completes the public testimony, right?
Yes.
We said Gabe. Very good. Okay. Thanks, Gabe, for being here. Carl?
Oh, I just want to point out, I think the folks have some invited testimony. I didn't want to skip that part. I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the presentation was over. If you, Hank or whoever, if you have invited testimony, why don't you go ahead and invite them?
I see Tom Kilbane there. I know he's part, and we Great. Were actually supposed to have the executive director from the Lloyd Eco District here as well, but she has fallen ill and cannot testify. But
sorry, Tom, to hear that.
Yeah, we are too.
Welcome, Tom. Great.
Thank you. I'll be brief. My name is Tom Kilbane. I'm the managing director for Urban Renaissance Group here in Portland. We have partnered with KKR and taken over Lloyd Center. I'm actually going to share my screen and bring up another image of the neighborhood, which I really love and find compelling. It's a great snapshot of what makes Lloyd so important to the city. You've got the convention center, you've got Moda Center, you've got Lloyd Center right here. Great freeway connections, great transit connections. We've made a big investment in this neighborhood because it is such a compelling piece of real estate. Since we've been involved, I have been really impressed by the level of commitment and the level of cooperation by all of the organizations that the ESD supports. All of the business organizations, which have already been listed by the business owners and by the residents in the neighborhood. the things that they're doing are supporting the district, they're supporting the neighborhood, they're making it a better place to live, a better place to shop, a better place to work, and we're happy to enthusiastically support the renewal of the ESD. So thank you.
Thank I think you, we Tom. Also have Grant Swanson from Right to Dream too.
Welcome, Grant.
Coming through, he might, there he is.
Grant, we can't hear you for some reason. It may be your microphone. Pull the headphones out and see if that works.
Yeah, exactly. Cut the Bluetooth.
If that doesn't work, just, you know, hit the computer. That usually works too.
He's frozen.
Try again, Grant.
Grant, there's a call-in number on the Zoom invite you received. You could call that with your phone if that would work.
Well, why don't I do this, Grant? I think you can hear me. So what I'll do is I'll go to my colleagues and maybe we can get it sorted out so you can provide testimony, but I'll go to my colleagues first and see what questions or comments they may have about these two non-emergency ordinances. Colleagues?
I just want to thank everybody for the presentation we had today. I'm a big supporter of districts like these. I look forward to this coming back for a second reading.
Thank you. Commissioner Rubio.
I don't really have a question. I just want to also say that I really appreciate the report or the update and look forward to working more collaboratively with the ESDs. I think they're a great service for community and look forward to seeing how we can make it work more and address those concerns that others have as well.
Thank you, Commissioner Rubio. And Grant, did we have any luck with the microphone?
I don't believe so.
Yes, you did it. Whatever you did, you're a technological genius.
Worked, yeah, no, I... couldn't hear you. You couldn't hear me. It was a bad situation there for a minute.
Great. Welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for your patience. So Grant Swanson, I am the treasurer of Right to Dream 2 for over 10 years. I also am here to ask for support for Lloyd ESD. They have, through their nonprofit partners, have been supporting us since we moved to the neighborhood. And we're looking forward to continuing that relationship building and that support. As you know, Right to Dream 2 has been around for over 12 years now, supporting a vital service of a self-managed shelter to Portlanders who are in need of safe sleep. And we also provide 24/7 bathrooms and garbage collection and an RA mutual aid hub for unhoused folks who are in the Lloyd neighborhood. And they have decided to help cover some of our funding, which is fantastic. We are looking forward to another, some ongoing partnerships and collaboration with the Lloyd ESD. And that is why I am here today. And thank you all awesome. For considering, and thank you all for your time.
Thanks, Grant. Appreciate you being here, and thanks for troubleshooting that. Someday I may hire you as a consultant to help me when my screen freezes. So I'll just put in my final words here and just say, I appreciate your all being here. I appreciate the great work you've done. And Hank, I very much look forward to taking you up on your offer to connect in a way that works for you and works for the ESD. I think we have a lot to talk about both ways here. So let's make sure we hammer that out right after the first of the year. So I'll have Andrew Fitzpatrick from my team reach out to your office, and we'll figure out a mutually agreeable time for that to happen. Without further ado, item number 1050 is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Item number 1051, the authorization agreement, is also a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It also moves to second reading. Thank you, everybody. Keelan, that completes our business for this afternoon.
It does, Mayor.
Very good. Thank you, everybody. We're adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.